This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Here in Los Angeles, the talk of the town this week is L.A. Lakers star Shaquille O'Neal. I should say former L.A. Lakers star. The 7-foot-1 center has been traded to Miami. The deal officially went down yesterday. Here with us is basketball expert and ESPN's Sal Masekela. Hi, Sal. Not a big Lakers fan, you, so maybe this is good news. What do you think?
Well, I'm not a Laker fan, I'm not a Laker hater, and I'm a big fan of Shaquille O'Neal. I mean, he is the MDE, the most dominant player ever, and it's very, very sad to see him go. And the Lakers that we all once knew, the Laker team that has the three rings and did a good job of stopping everybody's hearts to lose the last two, is done. Because they're going to look like an East Coast team now without having that big, who's going to be able to picture Shaq not in the paint? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. As a basketball fan myself, it doesn't make sense to me. The whole Laker thing going on this year. So Phil Jackson, the famed and incredibly triumphant coach, has left. Shaquille O'Neal has left. And Kobe Bryant may leave.
Kobe Bryant just may leave. And Kobe Bryant has to look at it like this. You know, there was a quote in the paper yesterday where Phil Jackson said that he didn't feel that Kobe Bryant was happy winning, that there's something else that Kobe still feels he needs to prove. The question is, where is he going to do that? And then what Laker team do you have? I love Lamar Odom. He's fantastic. Caron Butler, young guys. Brian Grant, his knees, I don't know.
These are the three guys who are coming to the Lakers from Miami,
yes,
in exchange for Shaquille O'Neal.
As well as a future first-round draft pick. But it's a different style of basketball. I feel like Jerry Buss wants to see a bunch of guys running up and down the court that are quick and dunking. But if you don't have that power,
Lakers owner,
yeah. Well, yes, Jerry Buss, the Lakers owner. If you don't have that power in the middle, it's just it's a team with a lot of show.
I wonder if pro basketball, looking at this, isn't just distraught, because the Lakers were a team that a lot of people followed. They had a national fandom, and there was a personality about the team that you just liked. I mean, it just had a good chemistry. You felt good about it. It made all of basketball popular and attractive and exciting.
Well, when the Lakers are great, you know, the Lakers are the touchstone, and it was that way in the late 80s into the early 90s. And then in 91, when Magic Johnson came down with HIV, that was the first time that the Lakers were really struck in that way, and it changed the team. And for 5 years, you know, there was a team that was struggling. Now enter Shaquille O'Neal, enter Kobe Bryant, and then that final mix, the Zen Master, you know, coming down, and Phil Jackson bringing all that experience with Michael Jordan, and now you've got this team that everyone knew these guys were going to have a championship. That doesn't exist now in Los Angeles.
So the question is, will it exist again in basketball, and if so, where?
With free agency these days, you know, you just never know. I will say this, that the Houston Rockets, with Tracy McGrady and Yao Ming playing together, it's the West is a whole new world. And do not forget about the San Antonio Spurs. They are so close, and the word is that they've already made the phone call to our man Karl Malone. And Karl Malone is not going to stay in Los Angeles. He said before that if he stayed in L.A. now, it would look like he was making a choice and choosing Kobe over Shaq. And those are both his buddies, so I think he's going to cut the tie. He's 40 years old. He wants to get that ring, and if he goes to San Antonio, that's a very strong chance that that's going to happen.
ESPN's Sal Masekela, basketball analyst for Day to Day. Sal, thanks.
Thank you very much.